Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
Michael Jackson, I had to give him one tonight. I was feeling that summer as we were getting into it right now, so I just wanted to bring him in. And that's that Break of Dawn that he did on that Invincible. But this is Word Sexy Radio, and we thank you all for coming in and listening today. We're going to be bringing our guests in here pretty soon. But right now, what I want to do is, some people that may not know how to get to the site, if you can't get it on Blog Talk Radio, you can definitely go to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com and you can get it there as well. At this time, I'm going to see if my guest is here. Are you here?
Yes, it's KD.
How are you today, Miss KD Harris?
I'm fine, and you? How are you?
I'm doing just fine, and we're just glad to have you on the show today. And before we get started and get into the interview, we're going to, just give everybody a chance to, kind of break the ice and kind of let them know who you are, which they do know who you are, but just kind of tell them who you are and where you've been. Okay.
Well, I'm KD Harris. I started out in the literary world about 2008. My first work for Poison and Poison 2, I was underneath the cultural publication. Then I wrote a book called Eccentric Lit. I put out my own. Then I end up signing with La Femme Fatale Publishing. That's Michelle Fletcher. And we end up doing Bliss, remaking Bliss, just added more to it. And then we have Bliss 2, and my new book, The Playground, is getting ready to drop. So that's pretty much where I am.
Okay, so you've been real busy since the last time I talked with you. That's good. So.
Yeah.
So how is it now that you've changed companies? How has that kind of worked for you?
Well, you know what? It's busy.
You want to be busy.
Yeah, right. I've been a lot more busy. I would say that I have a lot of opportunities that I didn't have before, like with the playground. I have a contributing author. The model Bubbles, that's a whole new world. She's like a video vixen and, a dancer and everything in that, type arena. So that just opened doors to a whole new level with that. Michelle is a workaholic, so you have to be on point with her. So she keeps the fire under you, so I stay in the lab writing, so I have something else coming up by September. Yeah, so I just stay busy, and other than the writing part, too, I also, in the midst, I forgot to talk about that, I started with another individual, I started a foundation called Creative Moms. We actually work with children between 11 and 17, pushing creative writing and mentoring and things like that. With the whole music period, because, just to keep them out of trouble. So basically, with my whole LaFemme situation, it was a really good look. I actually, I could see myself going really far with this.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it sounds good. I mean, it sounds like, it's always good when you can go forth and, kind of take your career in another direction that can help you go forth. Not that it wasn't in a good direction where you were, but,
gave me more, you're supposed to get better anyway. So, if I went backwards, that would have been a problem. But, you're supposed to get better.
Right, and it sounds like you are. And I know Michelle, I know that she is that slave driver, I understand. You kind of want to have somebody that will kind of push you so that you can go forth and be able to bring out the product that she knows that you can do. So
exactly.
And hats off to her as well. I haven't had a chance to speak with her, I hope she's listening, and I just want to say hats off to her as well and her endeavors is what she's doing. So So now that she has you got these new projects coming up, you said you have something coming out in September, or are you going to be trying to get something to come out in that time frame?
Yeah, I'm working on something now. I'm just keeping it quiet for a minute. But I just finished playground last week. You know, like, ending the playground. And I was going away. I said, I'm going
to
rest.
Well, then you will be able to listen to the show.
And I said, I was going to wait for a little while, but I couldn't. So I started writing.
Okay. Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do, but you know, we definitely got to get you back on so that when you drop this thing, we can definitely have you, you know, talk about it. So, you know, it's just one of those kind of things that, you know, we try to keep updates and things of people what's going on, and now the show is now 90 minutes, so we have no problems with people coming in and calling in, and even if they're not the featured person at that time, they still can call in, and we'll give you time to, you know, kind of mention a little bit what's going on, so that we can do. So let me see if my sidekick is on the line right now. As DV Hint, are you there, my brother?
Yeah, it's me, man. Like, my phone was having a problem connecting, so.
Yeah, I saw that on the switchboard, but that's okay. We're glad to have you. And DV, I want you to say hi to our guest, K.D. Harris.
Good evening, Ms. Harris. Or Katie,
hi,
if
how
I'm
are you?
Right.
Yes, Katie's fine. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. Because, like I was telling him, just busy, but that's a good thing.
Okay, so
yeah, Michelle has her... go ahead. Michelle has her slave driver whip out on her right now. So, you know, she's trying to get that thing going for, you know, going on there.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. So somebody heard him give me the Cliff Note version of what went down so far, because, you know, I'm curious because I missed out in the first couple minutes.
Well, basically, what's went down is Katie has kind of gave us a little bit of her what she's working on now. She didn't tell us because she's keeping it a secret.
No, but
she has told us basically that she's been busy and she's keeping everything away from us. But I know
no,
you, DV, you
like
can get that out.
Thing right now.
Yeah,
that'll be out in 3 weeks. The playground is like the biggest thing, and that's what I'll be pushing besides my Bliss series. You know, I mean, it's just so much. I mean, I don't even want to talk about that other project. Just know that I'm writing still. But Bliss 2 and the playground, that's what's really on it right now, especially that Bliss series, because of the characters that are in it. This Dr. Hayward has really got everybody going. So,
but
you
do
know.
Tell.
Do tell.
Do
like,
tell.
We never talked about Dr. Hayward. Well, Bliss is basically, it's not a street novel per se. It's more of a, I call it a psychotic suspense thriller.
Okay.
Because, you know, all three of my characters, they're psychologists. And the thing is, I wanted to show how people who, you know, we always put it to the hood and, you know, there's drugs and all that, but I wanted to show that people with jobs and supposed to be, you know, these smart, bright people are just as crazy, if not crazier, and get into a lot of mess. I call Dr. Hayward the puppet master, the ultimate puppet master, because he pulls so many strings. He's just like the master of just plain deception and destruction, manipulating. He's like the ultimate villain, and that's Dr. Gregory Hayward. I mean, I can't, you know, with the Bliss series, it's just like some off-the-wall psychotic sex in there. It got a lot going on. Number two, Bliss 2 is more suspenseful, but, you know, Bliss 1, I took it all the way there. I mean, we got swingers, everything going on. Pretty much like the playground, too. I mean, the playground is another let's expand our sexual mind, because the playground is like the ultimate place to be. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Whatever you want, the playground got it. So,
oh,
I mean,
really?
That's what I said.
Sounds like
goes
the
down at the playground. Yeah, that's not a playground that you want your kids at.
I hear you. Sounds like the deal and scandalous motives, but okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, DV, I know you got some questions, my brother, so go ahead on and go ahead and do your thing.
Well, you know, with you explaining the playground and everything that happened, give us a snippet or, you know, a quick glance into the mind of one of the characters. I mean, if it's one of those types of books where everything goes down, you can at least tell us some of the kinky things that happened.
Well,
do tell,
as I said. I'm not about to say too much because that ain't even dropped yet. But I am going to say that I say Raya is my, no, Fatty Cat. Fatty Cat is like my interesting character. A lot of shit talking. She's like, I would say, like the madam of the playground. She goes out and recruit these girls, you know, manipulate them, get them there, or whatever else. It's like the, she just has a way with words to intrigue these girls and get them, you know, because usually she owns it. So usually you would see men that owns like a strip club. This is an all woman ran situation. So that's the difference. You know, nothing but woman owned. This is like a woman empowering type situation. Woman owned this club, and they're in charge of everything. And like we have the Playground Platinum, Playground Heat, and the Playground Elite. And everything goes down back in Playground Elite. I mean, you got to pay top dollar to go back there and play. So I mean,
What's the price? What do you have to pay to go back there?
Well, we got the voyeurs, we got something for the voyeurs, the exhibitionists, a little bit of fetish rooms and everything else.
Look, I want the ultimate. I'm trying to get the ultimate now.
I can't even tell you the ultimate. Call me back on the 25th. Have me on the 25th once it drops, and then we can talk about it.
Okay. Because you know me, I want the whole thing. Ain't that right, DV?
Yeah, I might right. read a couple of
Believe
excerpts.
Me, I know this.
Yeah. But this,
okay,
this
so
is
wait,
thing,
quick
I
question, though.
To the imagination.
So, these stories, these erotic stories, are they coming from your personal experiences or from your fantastic imagination?
Both.
Let's see. How can I answer this politically correct?
Just answer it the way it is. That's what you get. Okay?
Well, the way it is, how about this? The playground, a lot of that is based on things I have seen personally. And also, said,
and or done.
With the model Bubbles, also, she's lived some of this herself. You know, she's a contributing author, so a lot of that is truth to it. I mean, you know, then maybe it actually happened that way, but, you know, that whole little voyeurism and, you know, the expeditionist lifestyle I've had, seen that up close and cast, you know, I just been around that area, so I know what I'm talking about. So I'm just going to leave it alone.
We're not gonna let you leave it alone yet. Wait a minute. Now hold it. Now this is the reason why you are on Word Sexy Radio, because we know you can bring it like that. But we just really want to see. I mean, I know you can't tell us, but just, I mean, you can't just give us like a little eyeful, just like a little blink. You know what I'm saying?
I really can't.
Okay, when is it dropping? When is it dropping?
That's 25th. May 25th. Yeah, I'll come back that Monday after Memorial Day, and I will read you something, and we can really get deep into it. But I really can't talk about that one until it drops.
Okay, so we can talk about previous books there.
Right. I mean, like, with Eccentric Bliss, we could talk about Eccentric Bliss. Bliss anymore. We'll talk about Bliss 1, you know, how everything went down with Sasha in the room. You know, she, you know, the threesome situation, which everybody would think is regular, but, you know, it's a family-type twist up in there. Gregory Hayward.
Are you going to be demented today and tell us that then?
I sure will, like in Bliss. Sasha is the insecure, supposed to be insecure victim in Bliss. Dr. Gregory Hayward, she worked for him for years. And she, you know, really quiet, meek, you know, one of them type that puts their whole life into work. She has no family, but she always has these urges that she just don't know where they come from. You know, so one night she gets a call from her boss who treats her like crap, you know what I mean? And, you know, she goes in, she's upset, she's telling her mind, I'm going to cuss him out. But, you know, she's just so weak and timid that she really don't do it. But when she gets in that office and he locks that door, there's a special gentleman in there pleasuring himself on the couch. You know, so she's like, what's going on here?
Well, you know, you can say whatever you want to hear. I mean, if you want to say pleasuring yourself,
well,
that's fine. Okay.
Well, he's doing hand on his business on the couch. So,
okay, you still didn't get it.
No.
But anyway, okay.
Okay, right. I know exactly what you're saying. I'm just trying to be sweet about it. I don't want to say he on the couch jerking
off.
You're
on the wrong blog talk
but, you know,
show. You're trying to be sweet. Believe
I'm telling you, because this is, what's the name of this show?
Word
Sexy Radio.
Sexy.
What did I tell you? So you say what you feel on this show.
What
does Rock say? My man get
him.
A good jerk?
He jerking. Long stroke jerking.
You can say masturbation if you want to. Jerking is better. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, masturbation is so politically correct. You know,
yeah, it
so,
is.
He's doing what he's doing.
We're all erotic experts here. How about fondling?
Okay. You know what? You have to get me what I had, like a little drink or something, so I can really get loose. But let me tell you what happened.
We was wondering what
you doing.
I'm on my Virgin Mary kick tonight. But, you know, the doctor's in there, you know, getting her, you know, she's trying to leave, but, you know, she's liking what she's seeing the whole time. And she's looking at him like, well, damn, but let me get out of here because she's getting hot and bothered because she ain't had none in a minute. So here's Dr. Hayward, like, you know, enjoy yourself. You know, I know you work and you do this, but fucking her up. Because she's like, all this time, he been treating me like trash. You know, so what is he doing? You know, he messing with her mind, manipulating, stroking her, all up in between her, you know, chest, rubbing her tits. And so she's just like, oh, my God. So guess what she does? This nigga gets up off the couch, and next thing you know, he in between her legs. And it's going down in the doctor's office. So then at the
but
end,
isn't that the only
I
way to do it? Isn't that the only way to do it, though? I mean, how, is there any other way?
I mean, this is, I mean, they're professionals, you know what I mean? So she's thinking, and, you know, she's supposed to be so quiet and meek, so you're thinking that this at first, like, oh, my God, they're manipulating her. But all her real true self, like, God, hi, something, self
hey.
Came out. You know, he didn't.
See, I guess people like us is the only ones that do that, not the professional folks, huh?
No, not they supposed to be professional. You know, you don't go to your psychiatrist's office to think that's going to go down in there. At least that's not what I'm thinking.
Well,
so
you know, that's what makes this
comes
unique.
To find out that this man, she's screwing brothers, you know. So
dang.
They're both in the office. They brothers.
Oh, man, not the brothers.
You know? So then afterwards, after all is said and done, he tells her, okay, this is my brother, such and such and such, and this is going to be your intern. Then all hell breaks loose for the rest of the book. And that's all I can tell you.
Okay.
So
y'all heard it here on Word Sexy Radio, so you know you're going to have to go out there and get this book. And state the name of the book again so everybody can understand
Bliss.
What they need to pick up.
Bliss, yes. And I mean, Bliss will take you. It's really mind-blowing, off the wall. You know, and then there's Camille. I mean, that's Gregory Hayward's wife. She's another piece of cake. She's got a girlfriend and some more stuff. But you got to read the book. And I'm going to tell you, they just, one, keep it in the family, let's do this stuff together mess. And it gets deeper because it's a huge twist. Yeah.
So, and you're saying that none of this is true? This is all something you just come out of your mind?
It comes out of my mind. It just, this is all off the top of my mind. I don't know where I get it from. It just comes.
DB, what's up, man?
A lot of your characters have this passive dominance where they won't act unless they, you know, unless put in that type of situation. So what you're really saying is that you're that type of person as well, that you're kind of passive.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying anything. So, I'm just saying that. You know, these are the things that go on in my head. I don't know where it comes from.
You know, some
I mean,
man,
like
she's one of them kind of people that be blacking out, and then she wake up, and, you know, everything that happened already, and she's sitting there looking all crazy. What you think, man?
Yeah. But you know what? I think she tried to play it off, but I think she is her character. You know, kind of thing.
Well, you know, you got to be your character to a point, though. I mean, if you write this stuff, You got to be your character to a point. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I can agree with that. It has to come from somewhere, right?
You don't want people to know how aggressive you are, but then when it's on, you become the aggressor.
I don't agree with that. I've seen some things in my life, but I can say that we all do have a little bit of our characters in them, because if not, where do they come from?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Just
that's,
something.
That's
even
that's
if
only,
it's a thought.
Right, that's the only thing
know?
I'm saying is, I mean, but how do you
and
get
I
so
can,
elaborate
you know,
with it? What makes you take
know.
It to a deeper level?
It just, it becomes so real to me. Like, it is, it's like vivid, like,
I told you, you right there. You saying it.
It's like,
man, why's she trying to get around it, man? Why's she trying to get around it anyway?
Because, man, you know, somebody she keeps on probably listening. And she's like, I don't want them to know everything.
Right. She
I
wants
don't know
some
who's
of it hidden.
Listening, but I'm just being
hidden
real,
mysteries.
You know?
The hidden mysteries.
Who is
yeah.
the person?
Huh?
Okay, well, let me ask this question, man. How, what makes you, since these characters just come from nowhere, What makes you just decide to write erotica? I mean, because, you know, you could have chose any genre, and I'm sure you will in the future, because, you know, we all, as creators, come up with different ways or genres that we might have toyed
with.
But what makes you love toying with this?
I write what I feel at that moment.
Okay. Here we go, man. It's coming. All right.
No, I mean, I write what I feel. If this is what's coming in my mind, I got to put it out there.
I got you.
I mean, seriously, it's how I feel. I write how I feel, so I don't write in one genre. You know?
But that's good, though. And you should. A creator, I say an author, a creator of someone who creates a story the way we do, I think that it should be easy for us to be able to go in different areas if we want to.
Right.
But we have to have it in our mind some kind of way. Like you said, these characters are there in us somewhere. We don't know where they come from, but it's like you go into this trance, though, and you come up with this sexual person who's having all this sex, and then you come back, and you're back, right? Is that what you're telling us?
You trying to put words
hey,
in DB, my
man.
Mouth.
Help me out. Help me, DB. Help me. All right, look, we're going to try to see. We're going to see if we got a question here. I think we may have a question from area code 210 and the last 48280. Do you have a question? Okay, maybe they're just listening. All right, well, we'll just keep going forth. And this is Word Sexy Radio for those who are listening. And the number, if you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. And we are talking grown folks radio here. As you know, Word Sexy Radio is a grown folks show. It is marked explicit, so what we say here is okay. All right. So now, back to you. We're not going to let you get off the hook, Miss Katie. We're not going to let you get off the hook here. I'm going to let DV get you going right now because I know he's got some questions for you.
DV is bad. I got the he's bad. I can already see where he's taking it there.
Well, you know, as an erotic writer, you know, our ideas. You know what? What we write is a major genre, but we can filter into any genre we choose. Because you can write an explicit sex scene in a dramatic novel or in a street novel or in, you know, a suspense novel. So we're not limited. So, I mean, that's what I enjoy about writing, you know, sex scenes, you know, because it's the expanded form of romance. So what you are is, what you're saying is you're a romantic at heart, but, you know, you like your powerful, you like your women in the cut. And I can see a lot of your characters in you because you're like, I'm not saying that. And your characters say the same thing. Oh, well, I see you jerking off in front of me, but what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
why
I
you
see
doing
a lot
this in front of me? Why are you doing this in front of me? Okay, I got it.
So, I guess really what I'm saying, my question is if you weren't writing something like erotic or street, you know, what type of genre would you find yourself writing in?
I like drama, like suspense, drama and suspense. Like I always like to go against the grain. I don't want people to read my work and figure it out. I always want to like be like, no, she did not. I always want to give that shock factor. You know what I mean? That's just me.
Right.
I don't want it to be something that somebody like, oh, I figured that. I knew what she was going to do with that. I'd rather be jaw dropped flabbergasted. Like, she did not go there. That's what I want for people.
So jumping off of that, which one of your characters would you say was your favorite, and why?
Camille.
And why?
Camille is my favorite.
Is she the freakiest?
Yeah.
Go ahead and answer. Go ahead. I'm
Camille just don't care. Camille has no filter. She don't care. She's going to do what she wants. She's going to say what she wants to say. And, you know, it is what it is with Camille. She don't care who, like at the dinner table in Bliss 1, you know, at this time they're all together. It's Gregory, Camille, Lorenz, which is the brother, and Sasha. At this point, Lorenz and Sasha are not together. So, you know, Camille's like saying to him, oh, so you don't want to play anymore because, you know, she's screwing him too. You know what I mean? And, oh, you know, Sasha, I didn't know y'all was exclusive. And she was asking this Camille, asking Sasha, like, do you ever think about my husband when you're screwing him? This is dinner table conversation. You see what I'm saying? Camille is just so, like, you know, I'm going to go to one of the best parties there is to have. She might go to a swinger party, and she's just putting it all out there at Thanksgiving dinner. Everybody's pissed off, but she could care less because she's going to say what she wants to say and drink her drink. And I love Camille for it because she's just like that. She's just, you know, I'm going to say what I say, and if you like it or you don't, fuck you. I'm going to keep it on going. And that's just Camille.
How much of that is you?
I would say... about
80% of that's you.
Whatever it is, about add 40%. Whatever it is, 40, add 40 more percent.
Yeah, there you go.
Sometimes in certain situations, I wish I could be more like Camille, because Camille does not care about whatever she. You know, I mean, she says what it is, and that's what it is. And if you like it, you don't. She can care less of who's going to catch feelings over what she say. She knows what she wants, and it is what it is. She can care less. And I do, in some situations, wish I could be more like Camille. But I will admit to that.
But you are her because you wrote her. You made her up.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, like, in real life. You know what I mean? Like,
you can be her in real life. You just choose not to.
It ain't
going to
work.
But you know, hey.
The book.
Don't deny it. Camille, I mean, no matter who writes a book, they'll all take. These characters are part of our persona, you know, but
right.
They're the parts, you know, we take to the nth degree. So you are Camille, at least, you know, some part of you is.
Yeah,
but, you know,
part.
There's some part of you, like, there's some part of you, like, I can't say that, or at least I won't say that, but I will do that nasty thing.
But I bet if you could and it was a norm, you would do it. And if you could do it without people judging you or feeling like you're being judged, you would do it.
You would be that
person because that's the person you created, and that personality is in you. So I think you would. So what do you think about that?
I do believe that.
I'm gonna see if we got a call out here. I think this is my favorite caller that calls in all the time. Caller with the last 48712. What do you have? You have a question?
Hello?
Hello?
No,
this is Royal Sexy Radio.
I was just listening in.
And who is this that's listening in?
This is Miss Cotton, if you don't.
Yes, Miss Cotton. How are you? How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm so blessed.
DV, say hi to Miss Cotton.
What's up, sweetie? We were talking on Facebook earlier.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm gonna get that book so we can chop it up.
Well, speak to our guest.
Hey, you know what I say? Don't talk about it. Be about it.
I got you.
So can you greet our guest, Miss Katie Harris?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? And I'm with Red on the. You could be Camille, girl. You could be her. You wrote
she is Camille. What talking about? You can be. She is. She just don't want to admit that she is. Once you get in your mind that you are her, then you are her.
If you can write it, you can write it. You can do it.
Right, honey. If I was Camille all the time, it would be a mess. So, just like I said, we'll keep Camille in Bliss.
But she can be in Bliss. To the world of us, but when you are by yourself somewhere else, let her come out. Trust me, Red snappers out. Red comes out. Trust me.
It's a whole other issue that hasn't been written about.
I said,
I hear you. Well, that's for future books. That's future novels.
Red comes out. Miss Cotton comes out. We all got that part of us, but it comes out.
Oh, that's true. Oh, it does. You can't. Your truth, you know, you got to live your truth. You are who you are. And no matter how much you try to suppress it and try to hide around people with it, it's going to come out.
You know, especially,
like, if you had a couple tips or something, it'll come out.
That's right. That's right. Especially being an erotic fiction author. I mean, you know, I think that, you know, all authors have their own, you know, whatever genre they pick, you know, they have their way of bringing the characters out and stuff. But I think it's just me personally, because I am an erotic fiction writer, I think it's just more, how is it, more fun or more, you know, more fulfilling to me, because you got people asking questions about where you get these thoughts from, especially when you write some real kinky stuff like I be writing. You know, they try to figure it out, you know, and it's fun trying to explain to them, you know, where it comes from. And we always use this humbleness and say, well, that's not me. I wouldn't do that. But
it goes from my imagination.
Again, there you go.
Thank
go ahead, DB. I know you got some on that one, man.
Yeah, because the truth of the matter is, in the back of our minds, we think these nasty things. We don't necessarily want to try all of them, but we are intrigued by most of the things we write about.
Wait a minute, you don't want to try them. What are you talking about? Anyway, all right.
Yeah, what I'm saying,
I don't know.
You know, like, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I'm no big fan of anal sex, but I'll write about it to the point where you think it's the best thing, you know, since sliced bread. You know what I'm saying?
Not
so,
even
I mean,
one.
He went there.
Not even one time.
No, like, I've done it. That's how I know I'm not a fan.
No, I'm saying you have all these things and we write about them, but I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I want to try it at least one time.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
No,
who is this talking? Is this Cotton?
Yeah, that's the only way I'm gonna know if I like it or not. That's me.
Okay, Katie, what do you think about that? Can you expound on that?
What?
You know what?
I'm hearing some music in the background. Okay.
No, my kids are watching Teen Titans 4 or some crap.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, well, so, yeah, go ahead and expound on that, though.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I already said it before. I mean, like, even with me personally, I've been asked this question by people who should know me better, like my child's father. He'll read this stuff like, did this happen?
Oh, not the baby daddy.
Yes.
Why you ain't try this with
he's
me?
He's finding out things about you he didn't know about.
Right.
Why you ain't do this with me?
There you go.
No, seriously.
Where is this coming from? Who'd you do that with?
He has asked me. He was like, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Did this happen? And I'm like, no. And he was like, are you sure? And I saw some crap away. And I'm like, oh, my God, you should know me better than that. But, you know, he looked at me sideways because I guess it's just too vivid, and it is what it is. So I don't
know. You know why? Because as men, when we find out that our women write these things and they don't never, you know, they never come to us and be like, we want to do these things, we're like, oh, somebody must, you must have did this with somebody else. It's always somebody else.
That's our method of thinking
because, you know, the truth is, like, women have some of the nastiest minds. You know, they talk about men think about sex, but women have some of the craziest imagination. And truth of the matter is, a lot of the stuff that I know, I would have never thought about if a woman hadn't said, you want to try this? Hell yeah, let's do that. You know, so, I mean, sometimes all y'all need to do is open up and just say the word.
Okay.
And, you know, it's funny that you brought that up, because a lot of times, and I've talked to several women about this before, a lot of times women may want to do certain things, but they don't know how to tell their man that they want to do these things. So that becomes an issue, the communication thing. And or if they want to tell him, they're worried that he's going to judge them because they want to do certain things, and then he's going to be like, well, why are you wanting to do this? You did this way, because we're stupid sometimes, and we get like that. So can y'all expand on that, ladies?
Well, some men do, and we do feel that way, because you guys are looking at us that way in some manner, and it depends on the man, too. Now, he's just outright nasty, he don't care. But the man that we want to be in a relationship with, yeah, we feel like, yeah, we're being judged because this is what we want to do. And a lot of times if we're asking, and especially if you tell us no, now we got a problem.
Right.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Katie. It comes out.
Go ahead, DV.
But I never you know, just like, or I never got that, like even with the whole, I never asked anything that wasn't going to get done. You know what I mean? It's just that thing that weren't. No, I mean, nobody.
Hey, you put it there. I'm just listening. Go ahead.
No, I mean, it's like, because, you know, they know
Mike,
who I am.
Yeah,
I mean, pretty
Mike,
much, except for, like,
I don't
except
know
with the book.
I with y'all that much.
I mean,
I'm getting another conversation going back here in the back.
Yeah, I don't understand where that's coming from.
Okay, well, is Cotton, are you still there? Okay, okay. All right, well, go ahead and finish. I don't know where that's coming from, but we'll...
Yeah, I was saying that basically, you know, my child, he knows me. It's just that, like, some things in that book he was kind of, like, iffy about. And then he'll be like, well, if I wanted to, would you do it? And it's like, either yes or no. You know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't like, you know, but he still looked at me sideways, like, you know, cut it out because I already know what you're looking at. I know you. Like, whatever, you don't know me. Cause then, you know what I mean? So it's like... The whole, I don't think that you should know who you're with and what they're capable of and how far they'll go. So, I mean, if you're with somebody and you say something like that and they start, you know, looking at you wrong or whatever else, obviously they're not open-minded enough for you and you don't need to be with them. That's
okay, I agree with that. But what if it was something that you learned in between being with them and you know, I mean, not that you're with a lot of people, but I'm just saying, what if it was some intriguing thing that came up upon you when you left that person and you just happened to experience that with someone else, and just because they don't know that about you, why do they have to, you know, what gives them the right to even look at you that way in the first place?
Well, they don't, because they may have done some stuff that I may find suspect, you know what I mean, or whatever, and
uh-huh.
I can't judge them for it. I mean, you just feel comfortable with doing things with different people. You know what a person, how far they'll go. At least you should
right.
know them to know how far they go, and you know what to expect out of them. And what they'll look halfway at or whatever else. I'm not even going to bring up nothing up to anybody, and I think they're going to feel some type of way about it or, you know, get kind of ill will about it. Just like I said,
right.
people who really know you know how far you'll go, and they'll know how
right.
far to take it. And it's like with me, period, I can't deal with nobody who's not there with me on that type of level. Just like, you know, I don't even like. Well, this is that type of radio show, so I can get into it. Like, I always told a person, like my friends or whatever, I can't deal with nobody unless I know what they're dealing with, like, sexually. You know, even with the whole
right.
marriage situation, I can't marry nobody who's a lame in that area because it'll force
right.
me to cheat. But that's a whole other situation. And people are like,
well,
oh,
that's a whole
other
novel.
That. Yeah, that is. We'll talk about that later. But to me, it's just like... If you're not, that's a big situation to be sexually compatible. To me, if that's a big, big situation, is to be
right.
sexually compatible and y'all on the same wavelength when it comes to that. Because if not, that will be a nasty situation.
That's true.
It can turn to a very nasty situation. That's just my
Okay,
point.
Well, I think we may have a question. I'm going to see if we got this caller here calling out a 210 area code. Do you have a question?
Actually, I have a comment. Hello, everybody.
Okay, and state your name and where you're calling from.
This is Jessamy, and I'm calling from Texas.
Hey, Jessamy, how you doing?
Hey, girl.
I am good. How are y'all?
We
and
are
I have
doing
a comment.
Fine. Stop trying to talk sexy on here now. Wait a minute. You can't be talking sexy on here now. You can't be doing all that now.
Why? Does it bother
okay,
you?
Okay, well, ask your question. It, yeah, it's bothering me. No,
you
can't
say it to me, baby.
Go ahead. Say your question.
Actually, it's not even a question. It's more of a statement. When, putting it out there, I'm in a new relationship, relatively new, about 4 months. And
He's getting busted
I decided
out.
To let. I'm sorry.
I said he's
what
getting busted
say?
Out. Go ahead. I said he's getting busted out. Go ahead. You put him
no,
out there.
No, he's not. No, he's not. But yeah, I am gonna bust him out. Luckily, he's sleeping. He's not listening.
Okay.
And the funny part is when I decided to be honest and tell him what I wrote, what I write, he wanted to read it. I waited a minute before I let him do that. And then finally I let him read it and I left. And it was intriguing for him because his thing was, okay, it's nice to know that I have a girlfriend who's a freak. Okay, all of that's fine, Danny. And I laughed about it. We discussed it later. And it was like, okay, I'm not my characters. Let's get that understood. I'm not my characters. But it's funny that when you're in a relationship with somebody and you write what you write, they think you are your characters. Now, that's not to say I am. That's not to say I'm not. But some of the things I write about are not things I would necessarily do. So that kind of plays into what goes on and what they believe and what is not true. So, and in terms of being sexually compatible, you have to be. That's important. But at the same time, you don't want to let the cat out the bag completely anyway.
Okay. Go ahead, DV. Are you still there, brother?
Man,
did you
I'm sorry,
leave?
Man. Like, no, what happened was, like, I was getting out of the car, and the wind started blowing. And then the phone dropped, and I was like, uh-oh. So I missed
yeah,
it. I know.
But you know something? I wanted you to comment on that before I say my comment, because I understand where she's coming from, but I want you to go ahead and make a comment on that.
Okay, one is like, all right, so your dude think he would have freaked. That's pretty much
yeah.
The rundown.
Did
basically.
I say that?
Yeah, you did, basically.
Yeah, you know, men know how to paraphrase it. Women be like, you know, well, today was Sunday, and I was able to sleep our flowers, and I was sneaking. I'm like, what the hell is all this? But
yeah.
This is the thing, you know, every man, you know, what I tell every woman I meet is, look, if, you know, you should introduce a man to your toy drawer, and if he don't like it and he sees it as competition, then that needs to go, because he's not really the kind of open-minded person that you know, that you want to be around. Ultimately, it comes down like this. If a man, you know, most of the guys that I know are pretty much open for everything except for a shish kebab. Now, what a shish kebab entails is a woman on a rotisserie. And I'm going to just leave it at that. You know, so, I mean.
Wow.
But what
man, I should have did a sounder on that one. But anyway, go ahead.
But, look, I mean, if a man is curious, then that's something that you talk to him with. Talk to him about, because why if there's something that we've never done before, even if something we have done before, you know, we like talking about sex. Women like talking about sex. It gets, you know, there's a lot of emotion when a woman talks about sex. So we like seeing that. And hell, when it's time to get down, we think of all the freaky stuff that you done did and want to try and want to do. And sometimes that just drives us crazy. We love that.
But you know, let me go ahead and comment right here, because a lot of times I'm going to say most men, I would love to believe, feels that way, but you got some of these fools out there that want to judge the woman because she knows all these things. And I hate that, because, I mean, she had a life before you got with her. And what I wanted to was say on the male side of it, me being an erotic fiction writer as well, you know, a lot, I'm finding being single out here now, talking to women, when they find out that you write these books, a lot of times they either think you do these things, or you've done it, or you want to do it, so they kind of push themselves away from you or pull back, and then you have some that say they really want to talk about it or do it, but then it's like they get scared. So I can understand kind of like where this guy's coming from to a point, but, you know, everybody always said they want these freaks, and then when they get one, they don't know what to do with them.
Yes, you're right. Because the funny part about it is we talked about it, and then I didn't hear from him for like 4 days.
So
finally,
you know why? It had to get into his mind.
He was scared.
Men want to, this is the thing, men want to believe that they turned you into a freak rather than you were already a freak. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because there's a lot of men that have fragile psyches. And if you talk to them like, I'm curious, but I've never done it, they'll be more open to do it than you said, I did it and I like it and I want to keep doing
right.
it. Then it's kind of like, whoa.
You got to do some role playing. Just act like you don't know. And then when you get him in that position, fuck his ass up. Anyway, excuse me.
Maybe he thinks that he's doing something real special.
You still there, right?
Yeah, I just don't even like for it to be called like you're a freak. I would just say that you're really in tune with your sexuality.
There you go. I like that.
That's
too.
So nice. That's so politically correct.
That is a nice way of saying it. That really
You're in tune with your sexuality.
It's still intimidating, though. Some people, like you said, these guys, they want to think that they're the freak and they're the one that made you this way. So a lot of times, you know, if you come out with already know these things, then they think they want to put labels on you like whore or how many guys you done been with and, you know, who knows you. And I think that's really messed up that guys do that.
But that comes from an immature mind. That is a classic symbol of somebody who's too immature to embrace sex and sexuality. You know, you can't show everybody your hand. You know what I'm saying? You just got to play cards with them and let them win sometimes. And if that doesn't matter, you know, whether with you're a man or a woman. You know, because if I met a woman and I told her the number of women that I've been with in my life, she would end up walking away. You know what I'm saying? So you may have to tell little white lies and you may have to placate their egos, you know, in order to establish a relationship so that they understand who you are rather than letting them know flat out the gate, you know, this is who I am, this is what I do, I'm nasty.
You gotta wean them in. You gotta give them a little milk and then gradually give them a little substance. And once you get them where you want them at, the next thing you know, they're doing things. They don't know why, and they think they created it, but you really was the one that started it and got them going. So that's what you got to do. And I'm learning that myself with these women. You know, a lot of times I don't even want to let them know that I'm right because once they find out, they get scared. But then when they do find out, I want them to know because I don't want to be this person that was not honest and they didn't know that. So I try to
lead them
slow. Right. Because you want to be able to, you know, they find out, well, damn, you write these books? You're Zane? Or you're this person? I mean, okay. Damn, you know, I mean, I think Zane even went through that, you know, where the guy she was messing with couldn't handle the fact that she was writing all this stuff, you know. And then the first thing comes to their mind is, well, are you writing about our sex? Like the sex is so good that, you know, you got to write about what y'all doing. You know
so
what I'm saying? And then,
what are you talking about? That's a compliment. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
They become intimidated. Like, even though he likes my child's father, he'll tell me quick, I don't want to find myself in none of your books. And I'm like, what? You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Like he was that good. Okay.
I don't want to see this in the book. And I'm laughing, you know what I mean, the whole entire time. Like, you know.
You're going to make me fall out this chair. Quit.
You're going to be happy if you get a scene out this book. But,
Okay,
I think it's just intimidation. I think a lot of men are intimidated, you know, when it comes to women who are, you know, in tune with their sexuality and can go that way without you coaching.
And she
can
even conversate on it. See, that's the thing. He's not even used to her being able to talk about her sex. Because, like you said, women have been where they've been at a point where they can't explain what they want the man to do them. So, you know, like these men with these egos, they think, okay, I got to build this. I got to show her, you know, that's me, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is now that he knows this and he didn't talk to her for 4 days, what is going on now? Have you got it kind of settled or is he still intimidated by your actions or what is it that's going on now?
You
are
know
you
what?
Still with them?
We went through that period of time when we didn't talk for 4 days, and then he came back and he said it wasn't me. He said it wasn't you. He said it was me. I'm trying to handle who you are. And I was like, okay. I said, do I need to give you a few more days? And he was like, no, we're okay. But we have never discussed it again. We have not discussed it again.
Okay,
and
so I'm getting busy. I'm getting nosy now. How is the sex now compared to before he found out?
You know what? I'm going to make you laugh.
Make me laugh. Oh, I need a laugh. Come on.
I have not even slept with this man yet.
Whoa! Wow.
Yeah, the music needs to be played on that one.
Yeah. No. So is it because he's scared now? Or is it because his confidence has dropped? Did you
bring
down his erection?
We decided from the beginning that we were going to wait because we had both been interested in each other for a while. So we decided we were going to wait. So as we waited and decided that we were going to make sure that we got to know each other, who's laughing?
I'm laughing. You know why? He got to get his game stepped up. That's what he's worried about now. He's stepping his game up. Okay.
But you know,
Katie,
I want to hear what Katie has to say about all this.
Yeah, Katie, what you going to say on that one? I want to hear that one.
Katie, help us with that.
He agreed to wait. He was intimidated, honey. You may not ever sleep with him.
That's what I'm saying. He ain't gonna do it. He ain't gonna do it. He ain't gonna feel like he got no control.
Because he's not gonna know what to do. I mean, seriously, he don't know exactly. If he read your book and see whatever it is that you wrote in it, he messed up his manhood. He's gonna try real hard.
This shit's limp now, trust me.
Yeah. He's going to try too hard and mess it all up.
He's going to be like, how do I eat this woman? How do I go down on her? Shit, she already played with
you. He's going to keep on asking you the same thing. Is it all right? He's going to be looming at the
Am I doing this shit right? Did I pass the test? Come on, DV. I know you got something on there. Come on.
Man, I was just sitting there like,
I can feel it.
You're getting lost. Come on, bring it.
I'm sitting there just laughing because the truth of the matter is, I mean, we do that as men. You know, competitive by nature. You know, and if a woman tells me that she was with some dude and she climaxed 30 times, well, I want 61. You know what I'm saying? But it's just part of
the
nature.
You want to double the shit.
Yeah, and plus one. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
So if that next brother come along, he just be like, damn it all. You know, I quit. There's no.
I need 100.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You know,
yeah.
And if he can get 100, then I will shake his hand.
He might, like, try to perfect his craft. I mean, just like with a woman. If a man tells her that this chick that sucked his dick so good and she did this and did that, any self-respecting woman... go harder 2 times, 10 times to put that nigga
try.
To sleep because that way she could be.
Did you say put that nigga to sleep? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Did you say that? Put that
you
nigga
to
sleep.
You ain't gonna try that today, and tell me no stuff like that. I mean,
seriously,
men will do it. They will do it and try to make you feel like your stuff ain't right. I mean, I heard people tell. I have cousins, and I mean, I've been around guys, and I hear them talk to these chicks, and I'm like, they crazy. You know what I mean? And they just say stuff to them, and the girl get all dumb. I'm like, if she don't make him shut the hell up and pass the hell out and eat his words, I mean, serious, and that's the whole thing is, you know, you ain't going to try to intimidate me because I'm going to shut you up quick. And I mean, that's just how I believe. You want, you know, even if it is you trying to, mentally, you can't fucking mentally mess me up because I'm already there with you. I know where you're trying to go, but just for that, I'm going to get you good.
And just me, you shouldn't even
be,
I know you ain't letting this get to you, right?
It didn't leave you alone. Look, you make you look stupid, run around here dumbfounded, don't even know what the hell hit you. But that's the
Well, you know,
story.
Do you really care about this guy, though? I mean, are you really into this guy?
I am, and because
I'm gonna be honest with you, it's easy for me to say move on, and the reason why is because I have no attachments. But the truth of the matter is that we have this sexual beast in all of us, and no matter how much we like something, we grow out of it, and then we want something more. If that person is not willing to go there with you, then he's kind of in your way.
And I have to agree with you because I'm going to tell you, I'm not married today because of that. One of the reasons I'm not married today is because, well, that's what I'm saying, because, you know, I write these books and I love doing it, and I'm not going to stop because somebody else can't handle that. The person that was with me couldn't handle it, was down in it, telling everybody, oh, don't read that stuff. I don't know what it is. You know, the first thing they come, they think you're writing about them, which the sex wasn't that good with them anyway, so why do I have to write about it? But the thing is,
it wasn't that good, so you had to write about it.
Well, you know, they try to come up with excuses on why you're doing this. Is it something you want to do, or is it something you've done? You know, people have to have this justification. I don't know why they feel they have to have that, but why can't we just be spiritual, sexual people that just love to write about these things and express it? We express it more than some others, and we give it in a way, in a manner where people can enjoy it by reading it, and maybe they can, it'll bring something out of them, because I know there's been times that I've written stuff that people have read, and they said it brought their sexual togetherness together with their mate or whatever, and, you know, that's good. But, you know, I mean, why can't we just be who we are? Why do we have to justify why we do this stuff?
Right, because, I mean, he did ask this. He said, why erotica? He said, I've seen you write things in other places. He said, because this is somebody I've known for a while. He said, why erotica? I said, because it's fun.
Right, and it gives you a chance.
So what do you want you to write? What do you want you to write? What does he want you to write?
He's seen me write. I mean, he's
pamphlet.
He's seen me write things that are not erotica, and he's like, okay, you write other stuff. Why? I said, because it's fun. I said, it's fun for me. It's a turn off.
And challenging.
And he was like, it's very challenging. And he's like, okay. Okay.
So what if he was writing Christian fiction? I mean, doesn't Christian fiction have sex in it as well?
Some of it does, but not to the nice sex. They don't get, like, you know, they don't say the words, but they do the actions, right?
But it's not
and to be honest with you, would he see me write is stuff that is Christian stuff. So he's kind of freaked out right now, I think.
So he wants you to write a Harlequin romance and use flowers, and the flower between my legs was the incense of the soup of flowers of, you know, he wants you to write like that, Shakespearean.
Well,
right. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
The word dropped in the title.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that you like this guy a lot, because he's going to be a hindrance. He is definitely going to be a hindrance to you. He is going to be a hindrance in your walk, and especially if y'all decide to go further in your relationship, and if he doesn't accept that. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to have to. I'm sorry. Let's just be real about it. I mean,
he's either
going
to have to accept
you,
it, or he's going to have to move on, bottom line.
That's right, because because how can he support you in your career if he doesn't? I mean, that's just like us, you know. I'm sure there's some things that he probably does that he wants you to support him in that you may not agree with, but you being the woman that I think you are, I'm sure you would. But the thing is, you know, if he's letting this get to him now and y'all haven't even slept together, can you imagine what happens if you do?
It's going to become a competition. He's going to be like, am I as good as the guy in the book?
Big letter word in this one. Yes, I agree. It's going to be a competition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, was that the counseling session for tonight?
Say what?
Was that the counseling session for tonight?
Well, you know, this is a great conversation, and KD was a great segue from her books into this, because that's what it's about. It's about the sexual freedom that we have and being able to read this stuff and be able to write it. And that's been a taboo thing, with African-Americans for the longest anyway, because other races haven't had that problem. I mean, if you go overseas, you see the openness of sexuality and even on billboards and commercials and stuff like that. It's only taboo here in the United States most of the time. And then it's even more taboo within our race. So,
I know
DV is an expert on that. He can give us a little bit on that as well. Come on, DV. I know you got the answer for that.
This is, like, I grew up up north, you know, where we didn't talk about sex at all. You know, it's kind of something you did. And then down south, people talk about it, but then they feel guilty for having said something about it. So, you know, it's kind of like a culture shock, because now, you know, you get by these women who, you know, who talk about sex, but then they, like, you know, there's this stigma that is automatically attached to all things sex-related. You know, so when you find somebody who's genuinely open, who genuinely wants to talk to you about the things that interest you, you know, especially something as you know, simple as sex, because God knows we've been having sex for thousands of years, you know, and it's not going to stop, or, you know, or if it does, we're in a world of hurt.
You ain't lying.
It's just kind of one of those things where, look, man, you know, grow up. And if you realize, if you're a man, you realize that this is something that you can't handle, then open your mouth and say, look, this relationship is not for me. This is not something I can handle. Because you have more respect for me from saying I can't handle this than pretending that you can handle it and then find out you can't. Now you done drag, you know, a year, two, three out of my life.
Right, and he's walking with his tail between his legs and shit because he can't handle it. But you're right. I mean, just be honest. And that's the reason why I said the situation I was in, I had got out of, because, you know, they just couldn't handle it. And, you know, I didn't want to sit there and suffer and not do it. I mean, they even gave me an ultimatum one night at an anniversary dinner. In order for us to go forth from this point, either you got to stop writing or write something else or we're done. So I decided we're done.
Yeah.
Bye.
You know, because, man, like, life is too short to be dictated to. You know,
there
it's already hard enough. You know, it's already hard enough being black, you know. But, you know,
there you go.
To not be yourself is just the worst sin of them all.
You know, and it's not like
tell me what I'm supposed to write.
I mean, it's not like you're hurting anybody. I mean, by doing that, that's why I don't understand how people can make you want to stop or they talk so bad about it. I mean, I have people that make that, like, my playground cover. And, oh, God. Oh, God, what? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I was accused. Yeah, it's crazy. I was accused of degrading women because I write sex or erotica. How am I degrading people that's having consensual sex in a book? It's grown-ups. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People that are – I'm not writing about somebody getting raped, a young teenager or something like that. I'm writing about consensual adults that are out there that have careers – that want to have sex. What's wrong with that? I mean, that's what people do every day.
And even if you did touch the whole rape situation, it's stuff that's really happening, and people don't like to see the truth. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They want to keep on living this fairy tale. I just don't get it. I know, and that's why I said I will write what I want to write. Whatever's on my mind is going to come on that paper. You know what I mean? And if they get it, they get it. If they don't, they don't. Somebody going to get it.
What I'm finding out, it's not always about what we write. It's sometimes it's simply the context and how we write it. You know, there are people who are willing to open up to erotica, but they don't want to read about sex, 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 sex. You know, they want a story in there somewhere. You know, there are people who
and I don't agree with sex on every page and there's no plot, no storyline, no nothing.
That's porn. That's not sex.
That's porn. Yeah.
Yeah. But, and that's the difference I think that we bring, all of us that write erotica here, that we're talking. I know from reading everybody's stuff, I've had a chance to kind of look at everybody's stuff here, and I understand that we do have a storyline. And the sex just kind of drives. Because this is how I would do it and what I do. And I can only speak for me. I can't speak for the rest. But I've read your stuff, and I know that you guys do this. The sex that you put in your books, the erotica that you put in your books, to me should be something that carries you from one step to the next. I mean, the story should be so good that if you took the sex out, that the story would still have a driving force on its own. And I've seen that in you on all of y'all's work. So I know that that is true. But people don't want to give it a chance because they see the word erotica. They think, oh, it's just fucking all over the damn book. It's just fucking. They might open a page. They might see the word something going on, you know, without giving it a chance. And I think that, you know, the taboo of that is just, you know, it's just mind-boggling to me.
But if it doesn't matter what we do. If we put forth a better effort and put it together, then there's nothing that they can say. You know, they're always going to be the people who shake their heads at what you do. But if it's quality work, you know, more people be willing to take a chance on it. And then it doesn't become as taboo. Because it was taboo among white people for a long time. And then a bunch of people got together and start, you know, crafting stories and, you know, making it worth reading. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, the only thing we really need to do is focus on putting together the best product that we can. And you know, people are turning around. Because people want to read it. It's just that, you know, they feel like, okay, well, you know, my church is going to, you know, banish me to hell if I read this writing now. You know, so once you put together a tasteful story, you know, the people will come. And, you know,
and
I have no
doubt. Sometimes they're the main ones that read it.
That is so true. That is so true.
They are the main ones that read it. I mean, the church.
A lot of churches built on hypocrites.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I first start writing, I mean, I had it out with a few of my old church members. I mean, Oh, so you writing that garbage now. Okay. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You think what you want to think. But what about what you do at home, or, you know what I mean, or what you, you know, how do you know what my book is about? You know, you picked it up, you read it. You know what I mean? So if it's this, this, that, and the other, why would you read it?
Right.
You know, it's just how people are. I don't pay them no mind. They can't.
Well, you know, I mean, if you did that, then you would never have anything on paper because,
right.
You know, they're gonna dog everything, whether it's erotica or whatever it is, whatever it is that you're writing, somebody's not gonna like it, and that's the thing that we all have to understand as we write. And not everybody's gonna like our stuff, you know.
Mm-mm.
But
mm-hmm.
The only thing we can do is just try to do the best we can, like DV said, is just try to put out the best product you can, and with class and dignity in it, you know, things that's you know, great. And they'll see what it really is besides that. And I think that's what we have to do, because I'm tired of people thinking that all black people do is write about urban fiction, which is nothing wrong with that, but they think that the only thing we're supposed to do is write about the drug dealer who went to jail, who got out of jail, his girlfriend's now with the other drug dealer, and now he's trying to get his business back. You know, I mean, that story has been told, I don't know how many times in different formats. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, we do more than just that. And, it's nothing wrong with people who write urban fiction. I'm not saying that in a negative. I'm saying that we just need to be able to have more creativity. We have to do it more than the white people do because they can, like you said, we have to show more. So, well, we got about 19 minutes left on the show, and I want to give Katie a chance to kind of talk about how people can get her if they want to do a book signing or if they want to get her books, how they can be able to get that, and then we'll kind of go toward going to the end of this.
And the website.
Okay. Well, my website is the www.lffpublishing.com. I have my own little section on there, my blog. Now, since I'm kind of like finished writing, I'll start working on my blog a little bit. You can get my books from there. They're in bookstores. You can also go for $10 at the www.literaryexpo.com. Books are $10, so I will check that one out. Then, you know, there's Amazon and e-books. My books are available on e-books in all forms, the Nook, Google, Amazon, Kindle. You can get it on your phone, all that good stuff. So, you know, I'm accessible always. And that's about it.
So if somebody wanted to get you to come in and do a book signing, how would they be able to do that? Like a book club or something?
Email me at katie@lffpublishing.com. And I can talk to you about it or whatever. Shoot my calendar.
Okay.
Like,
well, look, you know what we're going to have to do now. Since you didn't talk up the playground, you know you're going to have to do a special call-in on that day.
I will.
So,
but you're on Mondays,
so,
right?
And we will make sure we give you a few seconds to come on and say a few things about it and talk about it.
Yeah.
Like I said, the show is 90 minutes now. Thanks to everybody, all the fans out there who wanted the show to be a little longer. We're able to put in a little more time on some things, so we'll be able to kind of have you say a few things on that.
Oh, yeah, I do want to say this, too. If you're in the Miami area during Memorial Day weekend, La Femme and Models Bubbles, they're having a big release party all weekend long for the playground.
All right, Miami. Man, I should try to make that one. But
yeah.
That's
yeah.
The place
yeah.
to be. But we definitely were glad to have you. We got about 17 minutes. Go ahead. What was there, a question?
Okay.
I thought I heard
question,
someone get ready to say something.
Hey, Katie, are you doing any book venues, like the Harlem Book Festival or something?
Oh, I'll be at the Harlem Book Fair, and I'll be at the DMV Literary Expo at the National Harbor. I'll be there the 18th and 19th. I'm actually going on book tour. The dates will be on my website, on the LFF website, with Model Bubbles for the playground. We're trying to hit every major strip club.
I'll go. You know what? I'll go with you and be your bodyguard. You know, because I gotta watch out for you.
That's a good idea, hitting the strip clubs, because I like hitting them myself. So you know.
Yeah. So
let me know what strip club if you come to the St. Louis area. Let me know, because there's some favorites down there I go to, the Pink Slip, Bottoms Up,
well,
those clubs. If you happen to be in one of those, let me know
it.
So I can make that trip and see you as well as the fine talent that's there as well. I just put myself all out there, didn't I?
Checking out the talent. There's nothing wrong to check out talent, you know.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm intrigued with this playground because you got me all messed up with that one. So
yeah,
how can I get a copy of that when it comes out? You definitely going to have to make sure I get one of those. So.
Oh, I am. I'm going to sign it to you so you can see it and read it and come get Bob Models Bubbles to sign it too because, you know, she's going to be on tour with me. So. You see, Bubbles?
Okay. Well, we definitely want to get that. So. But that's good, though, so we definitely want to do that. So I know I wish you success and everything, and I guess we got about 15 minutes. I'm not going to let you go yet, but we wish you great success in this, and I'm glad that you were able to find a new home in your new publishing company that you with Michelle and everything. And you know, it's just what you have to do sometimes. You go out and you do what's right for you, what you need, and change is good sometimes, and I think that's great. You know, that you were able to do that, and it looks like you're doing fabulous things there. So, and I know you were doing great things in the last place you were with as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know,
well,
growth.
So, you know, and only street fiction, too. So, and, you know,
right.
Like I said, I'm not just, I don't just write in one genre. I don't even consider myself a genre writer. I just write how I feel. And so, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, then here I can just write whatever I want, and that's what I like.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, well, that's good. All right, well, DV, I know you got some more for us there, brother.
Oh, man, you know, I'm just listening to her voice. Like, yeah, I can do strip clubs, sir.
You like the voice, man? Do you like that voice?
Yeah, you know, like, you know, mostly, you know, the strip club circuit thing kind of appealed to me. And I'm like, hey, I can just do strip clubs and sell a few novels and, you know, smack a few booties and protect KD, you know, because that's what I'm doing.
Right. You
that's
never
right.
know what might come up in that strip club.
Yeah. So, I see Imani True is on out here as well. She's on the blog. I see there's a few folks out there on the blog, and I thank you all that's listening that's on the blog and everything. And we just are just happy that Word Sexy Radio is moving up like it is. And Jessamy, are you still there?
I am, honey. I'm still here.
Okay, so, yeah, I like that, honey. Yeah. Well, anyway, if the guy can't handle you, just let somebody know so that we can make sure that you get handled because I have no problem with you writing. Matter of fact, we're gonna be doing a anthology here. We might need all of y'all's expertise in this book. So Contagious Lust 2, I want to get out eventually. And I'm looking for some talent, and I'll get with people here in the future on when we want to do that. And you can write whatever you want.
You promise?
That's what we do. DV and then everybody, you know, that's what we do. And KD, if you're interested, we'll get you too, since we know you like writing that stuff about people that's not in your mind. Because we know that you, this shit, I don't know where this shit comes from. It just comes out, right?
Yeah. I'm sticking to it.
Well, I ain't going to sit up here and say that because I know where mine comes from. So you know how that goes. But we were glad to have all of y'all. And like I said, the show has really, really has grown, and I'm just glad to have everybody that's participating. And like I said, the chat room is doing well, and we see everybody in there talking now. They're going crazy, and they're talking about sexual activities and women readers and all that. So, you know, and we're definitely going to have some more questions in the future about, you know, how men are visual and women are feelings and all this stuff. So, you know, we're definitely can do that. But you have any shout-outs, KD, that you want to do right quick to anybody that's been inspirational to you?
Basically, I just want to shout out my co-authors. Who we got? Rochelle McGee, D. Skies, Lisa Jones, Latanya Jones, I think. We got so many new people on LSF, so I'm just trying to figure out. Of course, Michelle and my right hand, Shayna Beasley, and everybody else out there that's listening. I appreciate you listening to this show. You know, and just check me out anytime. Ask me a thousand questions. I ain't got nothing else to do. I'll answer.
I know that's right. Well, we definitely was glad to have you on the show, and like I said, this is your home and you want to come back to World Sexy Radio, you know you're welcome to come on back. You don't have to have an invitation. Just come on, call in sometimes and bring in your opinion, because we need that. We need strong people that writes this genre. And it's not just erotica on the show, even though we do mostly erotica. We do have other types of genres on the show as well, and poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I just like talking because, you know, a lot of times people don't get to express themselves like they want to. So we try to do it here on the show. And we want you to have a free feel and atmosphere when you do it, so that you don't have to feel the taboo that we normally get every day in everyday life that they try to keep us in. So that's the reason why we here at Word Sexy Radio want to keep that going. So that's what we do. And I got DV as a co-host now, and he's wide open. And if I don't get it out of you, he definitely will get it out of you.
Oh, yes, he will.
Is that right?
You know, I like the way that sounds. I'm going to use it as my tagline. I'm going to get
what's
it out
of you. What's
that again?
There you go.
I'm
going to get it out of you. That's it. That's it. That might even be a good title to a book.
It's your name.
I'm
going to
get it
out
of you. One way or another.
So, one way or another. There you go. There you go. So, yeah. But, well, thank you very much. I'm not going to hold you up any longer. I'm going to go ahead and I guess we'll go ahead and try to close this out, which I hate doing this. This is the part of the show I really hate, especially when the conversation has been as great as it's been tonight. You know, I like when we are able to talk freely and get people to call in and stuff. So, but we thank you, Katie, and we wish you well. And like I said, get back, call us back when you're ready to come on again, okay?
I sure will. And thank you for
having
me. All right,
so this has
been fun.
Oh, man, I had a lot of fun with you, Ms. Harrison. Remember, when you go on your tour, man, I got you. I will watch your back. And then I watch their back just to make sure.
Okay, well, you know that. We're going to definitely be hanging out, so that's what we do. And we thank everybody that's listening to the show, and have a good evening.
Okay, then. All right, then.
Hey, man, great show, brother. Man, I know that sounder, man. Sometimes I know I have to come up with some different sounders, but I think tonight was appropriate for that. Yeah. But that was a good show, man. And she opened up, because she'd been on here before, and she really opened up pretty well. And I think the questions and everything, and even the chat room was pretty good, which I'm glad that Melanie has been kind of really running that. So hopefully she can keep doing that, you know, in the future. Yeah, if we can get her to do that, I'd really appreciate that. And, you know, I'll have it open where she can just kind of go in there and just get it going and just get people, you know, to do that. But also, people have been saying they haven't been able to get the link. When I've been sending it out on Facebook, that's the actual link to the show, but a lot of people are getting that confused. So Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.